Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim. This is the 12th shir in the series on Heder Mitzvah. We were discussing Shitas HaRambam, who says Lagabe Ner Chanukah that the Baal HaBayis lights even the Neiros of Mahadran. And according to the number of the Bnei HaBayis, but it's the Baal HaBayis who lights. And we also saw Shitas HaRambam b'kesher le'mila shebepiresh, that if someone separated, he's not chozer aleihem even b'chol. Once he separates, these tzitzim she'enam ma'akvim, the strips of skin, they're not critical for the bris mila, he's not chozer even b'chol. And we explain, maybe it's because according to the Rambam, there's no room to do a mitzvah min hamufchar without the mitzvah. So if the Bnei HaBayis light the candles, ain't those a shum tam, because they didn't do the actual the ikar mitzvah. Once he's pyresh, so then there's no need to do the mitzvah min hamufchar anymore. For ani gemar. V'dibarnu al zeh harbeh, avol yoter nira v'ma shemakshim stira. They'll be seem to say even better in the Rambam. Because they ask a steer in the Rambam, the Magen Avraham writes in Tafresh Nan Aleph, Siv Kat Nachav He, the name of the Tshuvas HaRambam. It's Tshuvas HaRambam in Resh Chaf Beis, that if somebody made a bracha and lit the first candle, and then afterwards he got the Neiros of Hiddur, he makes the bracha each time. Whenever there's a Neiros Hiddur, you make the bracha and the Neiros Hiddur separate from the Ikar Mitzvah. But l'chayra, there's Hiddur without a mitzvah. As l'dat haram amrinu she'en l'zeh makom. As ma pitom shu madlik kan et hanerot hu mevarech kan al hanerot אפילו בלי המצווה העיקרית, שהוא כבר קיים מזמן. למה הוא צריך לברך מחדש? ולכן, אנחנו צריכים לומר ש... אכן, גם לדעת הרמב״ם, מסברה יש מקום למצווה מן המובחר גם בלא מצווה. Really, according to the Rambam, you can do a mitzvah min hamufchar even without the ikar mitzvah. And tzitzim shiny. The tzitzim she'enam ma'akvin, that if you're pyrish, you don't go back and do them again, is different. And that's the way we, the Beis HaLevi learns, as we discussed in the previous shir, that hiddur there is not a mitzvah min hamufchar. That's not the hiddur. The hiddur is binoy v'yefi. The hiddur is in the beauty. That's the hiddur of the bris mila. Even though it's debatable, we saw that Rabbi Tzvi Blazer takes issue with that. But that's the way the Beis HaLevi learns. So, since the hiddur there is not a mitzvah and a mufkar, it's an inyan of noyin yofi, there's no inyan to do noy and yofi by themselves. Mitzvah men amufchar you can do independently. But noy and yofi, if it's just noy and yofi, and you're not doing without a mitzvah, as yifsha. So therefore the Rambam says, don't go back on the tzitzim. She'ena ma'akvin. Because that's just purely noy v'yofi, v'zeh inyan. Aval b'ikaron, mitzvah men amufchar you can do alone. Ela she'sover Rambam, שהדין על עשיית מצווה מן המובחר כעניין נוסף בפני עצמה אין לו מקום בתקנת חכמים, אלא על מי שנתחייב בעיקר המצווה. It has no room in תקנת חכמים to do the mitzvah מן המובחר as an עניין נוסף בפני עצמו, unless somebody was מסחייב in the עיקר מצווה. שעל זה תקנו חכמים במצוותו Gam inyan nosaf shel mitzvah min hamufchar. The person has the ikar mitzvah. Chachamim told him to do a mitzvah min hamufchar. Somebody who doesn't have the mitzvah, they weren't mitaken a mitzvah min hamufchar, which is just a Tosefis mitzvah, and somebody who has the ikar mitzvah. And therefore, the Rambam says it has to be all by the Baal HaBayis who has the ikar mitzvah. By Ner Chanukah, the reason the Baal HaBayis has to light all the candles on behalf of the Bnei Bayis can't light separately, even though it's a mitzvah and a mufchar. And you can do a mitzvah and a mufchar separately, but that's only if the person doing the mitzvah and a mufchar has the ikar mitzvah. But if the person who's doing the mitzvah and a mufchar didn't perform the ikar mitzvah, then there's no inyan of doing mitzvah and a mufchar. So bikaron, misha kiyem kvar ta mitzvah, she aset ta mitzvah min hamufcha. Aval misha lo kiyem it ikar mitzvah kmo bnei habayit, shem lo kiyemu ikar mitzvah t'nel chanukah, ein inyan shem yasu ta mitzvah min hamufcha. By the Baal HaBayis, he has a din of mitzvah min hamufcha, there the Rambam's moideh, she yesh lezeh makom even after kiyem ikar mitzvah, as long as he has the mitzvah of mitzvah min hamufcha. And tzitzin are different. There it's yofi. Yofi alone doesn't work. But the mitzvah and a mufchar, you can do separate from the mitzvah. Just, you have to have the ikar mitzvah. You have to do the ikar mitzvah. You did the ikar mitzvah, you can also do a mitzvah and a mufchar. And that's why Rambam holds that if you light one ner, and then later on they bring you the neiros of hiddur, if you light one ner, and then later on they bring you neiros shel hiddur, the din is that you may make a bracha on the neros of hiddur. Why may you make a bracha on the neros of hiddur? You can make a bracha on the neros of hiddur because, drum roll, mitzvah mena mufchar works even without the ikar mitzvah. As long as you did the ikar mitzvah. If you did the ikar mitzvah, now you can do mitzvah mena mufchar and you can actually make a bracha. Why does the Baal HaBayis have to light for everybody? Because they didn't do the ikar mitzvah, therefore there's no mitzvah mena mufchar. So when he lights the added neiros, it has to be him because he did the ikar mitzvah. And tzitzim, if you're parish, you're not chayzer, even though you can do mitzvah mena mufchar alone. That's because that's an inyan of yofi and noi, and yofi and noi certainly does not work alone or alone. Now, we have to explain according to this why the Gemara was toile, the chias Shabbos, b'tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin b'loy pirish, shehu mishum ze keli vanveyu, v'lom lo maspik b'ma shehu mitzvah min hamufchar. What do you have to come on to ze keli vanveyu for? Right, the Gemara says that if you weren't Pirish and you cut off the Tzitzim Sheinam Akvin, if you weren't Pirish, you're in the middle of the Mila, it's part of the Mila process. Okay? It's part of the Mila process. You didn't complete the Mila, so you cut off the Tzitzim Sheinam Akvin even on Shabbos, Stoich and Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Zal Zeh Keli Van Veil. Gemara says that it's because this beautifies the mitzvah. And the Zeh Keli Vanveyu is Derech HaShabbos. Why is it not enough to say that it's a mitzvah min hamufchar? Let's say it's not Zeh Keli Vanveyu. Just say that it's a mitzvah min hamufchar. And like we said, The only reason that we say that it's a keli manveyu is because it's a mitzvah mena mufchar. The mitzvah mena mufchar means that you're beautifying the mitzvah, as we explained at length in a previous shir. So why does the Gemara have to say that it's zek keli vanveyu? It's only zek keli vanveyu because the mitzvah mena mufchar. To say it's the mitzvah mena mufchar that's teichas Shabbos, why have to say it's the zek keli vanveyu? So we have to explain that zek keli vanveyu alone is not teichas. Like we see mefurish l'das haTor. In other words, according to the Tor, if you're pareish on Shabbos, then you don't go back and cut. Tzitzim Shena Makvin, why? Because Zek Keli Vanveyu alone is not Deicha. Mitzat Sheni, we see in the Gemara that in an instance where low Pirish, but there's no Zek Keli Vanveyu, then you have Shepa Karbanus, Ain Shem Gemara Shabbos, Kaflam Gimel, that there's no Dechia. So what is the Doche? Zek Keli Vanveyu alone is not Doche. If we see according to the Das HaTor, Piresh Eino Choser, once he stops, he doesn't go back and do them on Shabbos because of Zek Keli Vanveyu. So Zek Keli Vanveyu is Nish Zel Masvik, Zel Levad Lo Masvik. Zum Ersten, Zum Zweiten, we have below Piresh, if there's no Zek Keli Vanveyu, there's no Dechia. So what's the Dechia? It's Baal Kolchenu Leva'er, She L'Tchiyat Shabbat, Tzarich Shnei Dvarim. Echad, את העשייה של המציאות המצוותית שאמרה תורה שכלפיה נדחית השבת. שעל זה מהני לא פירש להיוסוי בכלל אותה מציאות. וכמו שכותב שם רש"י בדיבור המתחיל כל זמן, עיין שם שבלא פירש So this is our Yisod, Rabbi said, that in order to be Deicha Shabbos, we need two things. Number one, you need the doing of the mitziut mitzvatit, the mitzvadika mitzius, that the Torah says, vis-a-vis that mitzius, that Shabbos is nitches. When you do this mitzvah, Shabbos is nitches. And there, lo piresh is enough to be part of the mitzias. Once you're not piresh, in the instance where you're not piresh, where you didn't stop doing the mitzvah, that is included in the mitzvah. Ze kalul ba mitziut ha-mitzvatit she'amra Torah she'klapeh nitchet Shabbat. That's included in the mitzias of the mitzvah that the Torah says that Shabbos is it's Deicha Shabbos. And on that, lo piresh is effective to make it part of the mitzvah of the mitzvah. Like Rashi writes in Dibur HaMaskil Kol Zman, that if you weren't piresh, it's all considered one zach, the chada milsi. V'harei nitna Shabbat lidachot etzla. Ad kan midivrei Rashi. Shabbos is nitches by this mitzvah of bris milah. And as long as you're involved in the Maisa Mila, so keep it up, keep going. As long as you're involved in the Bris Mila, you can continue with the Bris. So these tzitzim that are part of the Maisa Mila, the tzitzim Sheinam Akvin, that are included in the Maisa Mila, are Deicha Shabbos, because they're part of the Mitzvah of Bris Milah. Dahainu, man tkaven Rashi, shenitna Shabbat lidachot etzel mitziut zo shekulo chadei. Shabbos is pushed away, is overridden by this Mitzvah, which is one Mitzvah, the Mitzvah of the Tzitzim Ma'akvin and the Tzitzim She'enu Ma'akvin. It's one Mitzvah that's Deicha Shabbos. Ela, the lo sagi b'zeh, ze lo maspik. We also need a chiyuv mitzvah in order that mitzvah should be Deicha Shabbos. Like we have other mitzvahs that are Deicha Shabbos that have a chiyuv mitzvah. And therefore, If you weren't Pirish, but there's no Ban Veir, there's no Dechia. Because there's no Chiyuv Mitzvah. Rabbi said, this is so gewaldic. It needs to be part of a mitzvah. It needs to be part of the mitzvahs of the mitzvah. And in addition, there also has to be a chiyuv mitzvah. Now, are the tzitzim she'ein and me'akvin, are they part of the mitzvahs of the mitzvah? Avadiyo. Avadiyo. Rashi says, kula chada milsa. It's all one zach. It's all one, below piresh, it's all one inyan. It's all one action. However, it's not enough. We also need that there should be a chi of mitzvah in order that mitzvah should be derech Shabbos, like it normally is now. If you weren't poresh, and there's no vanveir, there's no dechiyah, because there's no chi of mitzvah. And if you were poresh, there's no dechiyah, because we need a chefza of the milah, where only there you have dechiyah. Because it's not, right? It's not doicha. Why is it not doicha? It's not part of the mila if you're Parish. So if you weren't Parish and there's no vanveil, there's no dechiyah because there's no chiyuv mitzvah. Because these are tzitzim she'ein ma'akvin. Even if you weren't Parish. And if you were Parish, then it's not part of the chefetz of mila. So that's why it's not dechiyah. And therefore, it's not enough that it's a mitzvah and a mufchor for dechiyah. Because since mitzalech chefetzah, achareish mitzalech chefetzah dechiyah, boy chefetzah de mila, velo chefetzah de mitzvah and a mufchor de mila, ומצד חיוב אגב הרי אין כאן חיוב, אלא מצד ונבאו, לכן בינה גם ללא פירש וגם למצווה דה ונבאו. It's not enough to say it's a mitzvah and a mufchar. Because you need a chefetz of mila. And not a chefetz of mitzvah and a mufchar of mila. You need a chefetz of mila. Tell me it's a mitzvah and a mufchar, it's very nice. But you need an actual mila. Not a mitzvah and a mufchar of mila, a mitzvah of mila. And what about the chiyuv gaver? Is there a chiyuv? There's only a chiyuv mitzad vanveyu. So you know what you need over here? You need that he's a low pireshnik. He's a shanu pireshnik. He's a low pireshnik. You need that he's a low pireshnik. He's in the middle of doing the bris. And mitzad, that it's one chefta with the mila. So that's doichi, because it's part of the mitzvah. But there's no chiyuv. So for that, you need to come on time vanveyu. Vanveyu creates a chiyuv. Mitzvah and mufcha doesn't create a chiyuv. Van Veu, we said Van Veu is a chiv. Van Veu creates a chiv. It might not be ma'akev, but it's a chiv. You have to do it. So that's why we need low pirish, and we also need the mitzvah of Van Veu. Vadvarim pashut meirim kesapirim medav tansen oifin dach. And achat zechim pashut lirkod al agagot achrei sheshomim chidushim kael. Lirkod al agagot rabotai. וכעת, אנחנו, ואם חוי מהי, נבנה עליה תירס כסף, like the Svarim say. So now we can be מיישב, the Shagas Aryeh, in Simen Nud, who asks on the tour, right, the tour says that when you have the Tzitzim, Shainim Akvin, if it's Chol, and your Pirish, your Chozer, and on Shabbos, you're not. And Chol, you're Chozer. And Shabbos, you're not. So Frecht, the Shagas Aryeh on the tour from the Gemara Menachos that we've discussed so many times. And that is that if you have two chatos, a fat one and a skinny one, and you shecht the fat one and then the skinny one, you're chayiv. What are you shechting the skinny one for? You already shechted the fat one. A good one. You shechted the skinny one, and then you shech, and then the fat one, you're putter. Not only that, you tell him, bring the fat one down, bring in the lefty, bring in the better carbon. That's the gemara. Now, v'vaday, shekol ha'tchiyah b'shmeina, midin hidur mitzvan. V'hasim lo pirashu. Hare, the whole dechia by shmeina is because it's hidur mitzvah. Nachon? The reason we're doche and we say bring down the fat one, the carbonate over till the fat one is shechted. The reason that we bring the fat one is midin hidur mitzvah. V'hasim lo pirashu, there he's still in the middle of the mitzvah. He hasn't yet completed it. So, you see that hidur mitzvah alone is derech Shabbos. And that's why you bring in the Shemena. U'mizeh, l'mashe b'tzitzim she'enam akvin ein et ches Shabbos, when the tzitzim she'enam akvin aren't derech Shabbos, that is because there's no hidur mitzvah. Like the Rambam holds, that even during the week you're not choyzer aleh, because there's no hidur mitzvah for the tzitzim she'en ha'makvin. L'das ha'tur, there is a hidur mitzvah. Right? L'das ha'tur, I mean, obviously there's, you can argue according to the Rambam why you're not choyzer b'chol. But we'll assume that it's because there's no hidur mitzvah. That's why it's not derech Shabbos. And that's why the Rambam says even b'chol ein choyzer aleihem. You're ready there, so do it. Otherwise, lo kedai. But l'das ha'tur, that there is a hidur mitzvah, why aren't you choyzer aleihem even b'Shabbos l'achar shepirish? If there's a hidur mitzvah in the chol, why not on Shabbos? You see from this gemara that on Shabbos you are choyzer for the hidur mitzvah. That's the kasha of the Shagasari and Simen Nun on the tour. Ayin Shem. Ayin b'Shagasari. Somebody wrote a beautiful book. His name is Shmuel Yerushalmi. Just sort of summarizing the Shagas Aryeh, simon by simon, a lot of the raid of the Achronim, what they did with the Shagas Aryeh. Used to have the sefer many, many years ago. Not anymore. It's somewhere, I hope. I'll call upon him. Today with computers you can find lots of discussions of lots of things very quickly. Baruch Hashem. אז לפי דברינו, זה מובן היטב. ששם, הרי כשישחוט את השנייה ויזרוק את דמה, ולא את דמה של הראשונה, הרי נמצא ששחיטת השנייה הייתה של חפצה של שחיטת הקורבנות בשבת, וזריקת דמן שנדחית שבת מפני זה. אלא שכנ"ל בעניין לזה גם חיוב עשייה. וזה הרי איקה החק מצד הדין של ון ויו. There, when you shech the second one and you do the zrikas hadam, and you don't do the zrikas hadam of the first one, so it turns out that the shechit of the second one was a chefz of shechit of korbanos on Shabbos, and you do the zrikas hadam, and therefore you could be derech Shabbos for this. Why? Because it's you weren't finished with the first one. You're still in the process of being mark of the korban. You didn't do the zrikas hadam. So you take the second one, you do the Zrikas Hadam. Chori didn't do the Zrikas Hadam on the first one. So you take the second one, you shecht it, you do the Zrikas Hadam, and not the Zrikas Hadam on the first one. So the Shechit of the second one was the Chefz of Shechitas Karbanos on Shabbos. And Zrikas Hadam, which allows for the Chilul Shabbos, or the Chiyas Shabbos, we'll call it, for the overriding of Shabbos. But that's not enough. It's not enough that it should be a mitzvah. It's not enough that there's an asiyah mitzvatit, mitziut mitzvatit, or asiyah shel mitziut mitzvatit, but you also need a chiyuv asiyah. And that you have over here because of the din of anveyu. And that's why Shabbos is overridden. Because you have asiyah shel mitziut mitzvatit. Bringing the second one is certainly a mitzvah. So you have a mitzvah when you bring the second one, you shech the dam, and you zorek the dam. So it's a mitzvah. In addition to being a mitzvah, and that allows for the tachiyah of Shabbos, we also need a chiyah of asiyah. Do you have a chiyah of asiyah here yet? because of van veil. So that's a chiyuv asiyah, and that's why Shabbos is overridden. L'chein nidches Shabbos b'chai gavne. Avo b'tzitzin, harei al af chiyuv ha'asiyah, aval ha'cheftze shel mila de mitzvah, shekapea nidchet ha'shabbat, lesa hocha, v'kanal shekenu kol shepiresh me'amil. When you talk about the tzitzin, yes, there is a chiyuv asiyah, altz van veyu, altz mitzvah men amuvchar, but is there a cheftza of mila de mitzvah? No. No. It's not part of the original asiyah mitzvatit. Ze lo en kan asiyah shel hamitziyut hamitzvatit, she'amra Torah, she'klapea nitchet Shabbat. The Torah says, yodei cheshav is for the ikrami, not for the tzitzim she'ena me'akvin. The only time it's going to work is when it's part of that mitzias of the mila. If it's part of the mitzias of the original mila, so then it's besay there. But if it's not, then no. So betzitzin, there is a chiyuv asiyah al tzvan veyu, but it's not part of it's not an asiyah shel mitziyut mitzvatit. The Torah didn't say that betzitzin shein ha'makvin are derech Shabbos, and it's not part of the original bris because you were a poresh. And therefore, you're not allowed to be choizer on these tzitzim she'ena ma'akvin if you're a parish. So even though there is a van veyu, but there's nothing, no mitzvah for which you're doicha Shabbos, it is not part of the original mila. And tzitzim she'ena ma'akvin aren't doicha Shabbos. The Sefer Ameir la'olam and chelek aleph simen chavav, he says somewhat similar to what we're saying. But al kopanim, that's the teretz. The kasha was, you see by karbanos that the van veyu is doicha Shabbos. So how come the Torah holds it's a van veyu to make a better, to cut off the tzitzim she'ena ma'akvin? How come that's not doicha Shabbos? And the teretz is, because there you have the van veyu by bris mila, but you don't have that it's a cheftza of a mitzvah. It's not part of the cheftza of the original mila. It's doicha Shabbos. It's not part of the original of the mitzius of the mitzvah that the Torah says is doicha Shabbos. So if you're not doicha Shabbos, you're saying by the karban, there you have both. You have the chiyuv mitzvah, and you also have it's a carbon, it's a chevtz of a carbon, and you also have the van veyu, because you're making it better than the first time around. So that's the chilik between the two cases. Hadvarim pashut. What can I tell you, Rabbi Isai? This is just simchas hatayrish inka dugmas. I have no words. So the only words I'm going to say are that we were zecha to complete our 12th shiur in this series. And then I'd like to get back to the Ritva that we spoke about in the first year, that we were mamish tamei about, that van veyu being derabbanon. Kitzer, we have to get back to that. B'miyashiv the Ritva, b'miyashiv the Beis Halevi, atoysus in Menachis, asach gitzachin rabbeisai, anehi sharu imanu. And there are great things to come. Great, great things to come. So please stay tuned. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweet souls.